Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern Munich have submitted a second bid for Tottenham Hotspur's Harry Kane. Does Munich have any hope in signing the star striker?
Well, if you listen to Tottenham, absolutely not. The reports are Tottenham will reject Bayern's second bid. The numbers are reportedly 80 million euros. That's including add-ons, you know, their second offer. I think Bayern very familiar in this negotiating process. They're not going to show all of their cards immediately. I think they're waiting to see the reaction because reports also indicate Harry Kane himself, he really wants to join Bayern Munich because he wants to play for Thomas Tuchel and he wants an opportunity at silverware. Tottenham didn't finish in a place to play in Europe and chances are they will not win the Premier League next season. So it leaves Harry Kane without any potential piece of treasure to cherish at the end of the season. So that does open the slight possibility for Bayern Munich, but Tottenham is playing hardball at the moment. I think Bayern will have to keep on trying to submit higher bids. So there are some reports that suggest Tottenham will not even respond unless it's 100 million euros plus for Harry Kane. We can't forget Kane put up 30 goals in the Premier League on two different occasions. So he definitely puts the offense up front, and that's a very big void Bayern Munich have been trying to fill since the departure of Lewandowski. You know, but we have some time until the transfer window closes. It closes in about a month's time, July 1st, you know, to I believe August 1st. So we have to wait and see what happens, but I think it's slim to none chance that Harry Kane will join Bayern Munich. Stranger things have happened. Maybe Bayern just try to really pull out some crazy number to impress Tottenham, to lure Tottenham's to the table. But right now, reports are Tottenham says no, despite the increased offer from Bayern Munich.
Aside from transfer news, former Bayern Munich and German international winger Bastian Schweinsteiger says Pep Guardiola shares the blame for the German national team's decline. What are your thoughts there, Chris?
Yeah, I found that very interesting. Considering the history between Pep Guardiola and Bastian Schweinsteiger, when Pep Guardiola was coaching Bayern Munich, he criticized publicly Schweinsteiger. That was one of the things, the criticisms about Pep Guardiola. You know, he would talk sideways, never really up front. Some consider him a two-faced manager, okay, despite his accolades. We can't, you know, excuse his success on the pitch. But what Schweinsteiger continued to say is, basically, Pep Guardiola put pressure on the players at Germany a lot for the German national team, also play for Bayern Munich, convincing them they needed short passes. They needed this ticky-tacky style of football, you know, something that really went against the grain of what Germany was known for. German side, according to Schweinsteiger, they're known as fighters. They fight until the very end. And that was one of the strong suits for the German national side of recent years. We saw them reach the pinnacle in 2014 when they won the World Cup, and they were runners up in the 2016 European Championships 2 years later. But since then, it's been somewhat of a free fall, and it's even affected the under 21 who recently got kicked out of the European Championships. You know, so I found it interesting, but I think it's too little too late. Pep Guardiola is a successful coach for Manchester City. And right now, Germany have to get some get it together, basically, and get back on the right track. I'm not really sure why Schweinsteiger is even saying this. I did find it interesting. And I do think it has to do with the negative history that exists between the two.
And before we let you go, what else has hit your radar?
Just a bit of transfer news. Bayer Leverkusen's Moussa Diaby, 14 goals, 10 assists. And he's a hot commodity right now, a very sought after talent in the Bundesliga. And latest reports have suggested that the English side are going to be leading the way. That's the English side. Newcastle United among the sides. A lot of teams right now, Aston Villa is a side right now that could be potentially putting up a record transfer for Diaby. A lot of sides, Premier League, all around the major leagues are seeking his signature. And I do think that's interesting. As I mentioned, it's a while. We have about a month until the transfer window closes, but it could be a number of places he would land. It's unfortunate because Bayer Leverkusen, considering where they finished this past season, third in the standings, they're a really strong side. They could use his firepower on the wing. But as a lot of young talents want. They want to test their talents abroad at a more competitive pitch. And Diaby, he has a lot of suitors out there. I do expect him departing at the by the time the summer transfer window closes.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection. Proudly brought to you by Soccer Le Doomer.